News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Protests in Ferguson, Missouri were not as violent on the fifth night since an unarmed teenager was shot by police. Hundreds of people took to the streets again last night, carrying signs and raising their hands and yelling, "Don't shoot." The Highway Patrol is now overseeing security in that St. Louis suburb. Police say two missing Amish girls that prompted an Amber Alert were found safe. Police say the 12 and 6-year-old were abducted by two men Wednesday night while working at a roadside produce stand in upstate New York. The girls are now back home with their parents. Members of the Texas National Guard are beginning to deploy along the Mexican border. Law enforcement officials say the troops will battle crime in the region. Governor Rick Perry said Thursday the deployment will cost the state $12 million a month. Gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke was back in Wausau yesterday campaigning in the area she says is still struggling to recover from the recession under Governor Walker's administration. Burke says that she toured the Wausau Foods location. It's a local startup business that is now seeing a need to grow to meet demand. She talked about the number one problem that new businesses and recent startups have had.
We talked about access to capital, and that's one of the main issues that I hear as I travel around the state and I talk to entrepreneurs.
And she says that the administration is not putting enough into small startups and how the state uses its economic development resources.
Well, make more access capital available. We actually know right now under Scott Walker that WEDIC actually isn't even using the capital and resources available to it. So what we need to do is cut the red tape. Make sure that the capital and resources that are available are getting to the places and the entrepreneurs who need it the most and who can utilize it to create the most jobs.
A suspect in the death of his wife 1 year ago in Price County would like to enter an Alford plea to the charge of first-degree homicide. 47-year-old William Rambo asked a judge Thursday to enter the plea. An Alford deal maintains the suspect's innocence but concedes there is enough evidence to convict him of the crime. Rambo was arrested last August after his wife was stabbed 8 times. The criminal complaint says Rambo asked to return home after his wife, Dawn, told him to leave. An argument ensued, and Dawn eventually fled to a neighbor's house, bleeding from the stab wounds. She died at the hospital after police transported her there. A judge took the request for the Alford plea under consideration. Two Oneida County board committees have recommended to the full county board there of acceptance of an offer by an investment firm for Quick Trip to purchase the Oneida County Highway Department grounds and 14 acres on Rhinelander's west side. The committees met in closed session. The county would build a new highway department on 35 county-owned acres off the Highway 8 bypass on Rhinelander's south side. There's an unusual cause of death for a Wood County man found dead on Wednesday. WSAU's Raymond Newpert has more.
Wood County officials say the 33-year-old man died of positional asphyxiation. He was found dead by a group of teenagers near the corner of Highway AA and Grunewald Lane. The man's name has not yet been released, pending notification of relatives. The coroner's office says he may have been dead for 2 days before being discovered. Alcohol is being considered a factor in the man's death. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
The first year of a YMCA garden project is producing a lot of food for families in need. Branch manager David Phelps says the new garden at the Woodson YMCA Aspirus area is already yielding produce, and they deliver 100% of it to local food pantries.
All of the food is going directly to the area food pantries, whether it's in Wausau or here down in the Weston Everest area. We have to date donated over 340 pounds of produce. And anticipate many more pounds coming in the next few weeks.
And he says it takes a lot of volunteers to make the garden successful, and they could use even more.
We have had numerous volunteers. Actually, 49 different volunteers in our community have donated time so far this year in either helping us plan the garden in the beginning, plant it, and now harvesting.
You can help the Salvation Army get some low-income families the school supplies they need today. Zach Hagenbusher has the story.
Shopko is teaming up with the Salvation Army for their Stuff the Bus Drive. Participants can stop by their location in Rothschild from 9 until 3 today to donate school supplies for high school students. A recent survey by the National Retail Federation has shown that the average family will spend over $630 on back-to-school gear, including clothing, electronics, and basic school supplies. Salvation Army organizers are looking to reduce that impact by filling more than 200 backpacks full of supplies. That's 70 more than last year. Donors who cannot make it to the drop-off today can still bring their supplies and backpacks to the Salvation Army Family Services Office in Wausau until August 26th. The items will be distributed at the office on the 27th. Zach Hagenbusher, WSAU News.
Wisconsin residents are being warned to drive sober or get pulled over. Andrew Beckett has more.
As summer winds down and we head towards Labor Day, Dave Pabst with the State Bureau of Transportation Safety says police officers around the state are kicking off a new enforcement effort that's aimed at keeping impaired drivers off Wisconsin roads.
We'll have nearly 400 law enforcement agencies across the state will be out in force to combat drunken driving during the Drive Sober, Get Pulled Over campaign.
Papp says the state has seen crashes involving alcohol decline in the past decade, but far too many drivers are still getting behind the wheel after drinking. He urges people to designate a driver if they plan to drink or find a safe ride home. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And two medical groups are considering a co-ownership and expansion of a Wisconsin-based health insurance provider. Network Health is owned by Ministry Healthcare. Chief Executive Officer Nicholas Dessen says talks are underway with Frederd Health, which would allow the insurance provider to grow in that part of the state.
If we are successful in completing the negotiations, it will mean that we will expand Network Health into southeast Wisconsin.
And he says even though the deal isn't done, both parties felt it was important to let their communities know what was happening. That's a look at news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.